Live creatively, friends. If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore them, saving your critical comments for yourself, because you might be needing forgiveness before the day is out. This is a verse from Galatians 6, it's verse 1. And it makes me think of where we are in our study of Job, also Job 6. This is where Job responds to, I guess, the accusations of his first friend, who basically said to him, as we've learned, Job, you've done something wrong, you've sinned against God, or you've got some stuff in your life you need to deal with, and this is why you are where you are. So do what you always have done, turn from your ways, turn back to God, and hopefully he will spare your life. And so Job gives us a lesson here in friendship, I think. And he says, he starts off by asking, well, is life fair? Saying that if my misery could be weighed, it would be heavier than all the sand of the sea. You know, if we look at the image of Lady Justice, she sort of stands with equally balanced scales. Is that how life is? Is that how it works? And Job certainly is saying, not at all. He asks that God puts him out of his misery. It's interesting, Job still does not curse God, but turns to him and says, God, the only way you can get me out of this is to actually take me out. Because the last thing he wants to do is have his heart betray God. So he does not want to blaspheme against God. But he says, you know, help me with this before I am pressed past my limits. And then he asks these good questions. Well, where is the strength to keep my hopes up? What future do I have to keep me going? The Message Bible says, do you think I have nerves of steel? Do you think I'm made of iron? Do you think I can pull myself up by my bootstraps? Why, I don't even have any boots. And I guess this verse in another translation could be read as, my help is not in me. My help is not in me. Do I have the power to help myself? This is a true fact. When you get to that sort of brink of despair, and you then look inside yourself, the harsh reality is that help and control and relief is not within you. We know that our help is in the Lord, but we've often heard the statement that God helps those who help themselves, and this is not a true statement. God, in my experience, God helps those who could not help themselves. That's the real miracle. That's the real mercy. That's the wonder of God in times where we just have nowhere to turn and we're stuck. And, you know, the scales are heavily tilted against us. It's God who helps us in those moments where, honestly, if he does not come through for us, we just don't know. And scripture speaks of this, calling on the Lord, humbling yourself, realizing your weaknesses, because in our weaknesses, God's power is made strong. he is revealed. And we come to the realization that, oh, all right, well, I can't help myself when it gets down to the wire. There's nothing I can do because I'm not in control of it all. But he is. Job calls out to his friends and says, when desperate people give up on God Almighty, which happens, right? Desperate people give up on God Almighty, their friends at least should stick with them. Their friends at least should stick with them. And that's the verse we read in Galatians. Let me try and find it again. Hold on. The verse in Galatians says, live creatively, friends. If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore them, saving your critical comments for yourself, because you might be needing forgiveness before the day is out. So he's saying, when desperate people give up on God, and this is not what Job's done, by the way, but I think he's standing at this edge and saying, I'm not sure where I'm going to turn to. I need some help. And friends should at least stick with them. And he then carries on and basically says to them, could you, if you give me some advice that's useful to me, that makes sense and doesn't condemn me, but at least helps me somehow, I will listen. But otherwise, almost, you know, don't talk to me otherwise. What I don't need right now is condemnation. What I need right now is a friend who treats me with kindness and realizes that we are all part of a life that is to a large extent outside of our control and our understanding of fairness. And I think that is a really useful lesson for us all when it comes to friendship. We'll be right back.